Democrat Rudy Kohler says he believes a number of people who would have voted for Craig Powell will find the Republican left in the race, Tim Quinn, unacceptable, and will vote for Kohler instead.
This definitely will help me. Voters now are going to have a clear choice, whereas before it was a choice between somebody who was more progressive versus a moderate. Now it's going to be a choice towards somebody who's between progressive and moderate versus an extreme right wing. So I hope to pick up a lot of the supporters that Craig would have had.
Quinn, however, says Kohler is stretching the moderate label based on a report from last Saturday's Summit County Democratic Convention.
I don't find any of his positions, at least the ones that were recorded in the paper, as being moderate in any way. I hope that we can have an issues-based campaign, that we can tell the voters, this is how I feel on a particular issue, and have a discussion that way instead of going down the path of name-calling.
Powell said one of the reasons he dropped out of the race was because of the negative campaign against him, which he said was the work of the Koch brothers and their group, Americans for Prosperity. Kohler says he's not going to cave to negative campaigning.
His opponent is being supported by the Koch brothers, and I can't compete against that. They sent out several flyers already at $5,000 per flyer. And threatened to send out many more. And I'm sure these are going to be directed against me. And I have no intention to compete against that.
Quinn says that same group has actually endorsed Powell in the past.
What's ironic about calling that negative is that 2.5 months earlier, that same organization, Americans for Prosperity, mailed a piece in favor of Craig. They said, please call Representative Craig Powell and thank him for voting against Medicaid expansion. So it's my understanding that Americans for Prosperity, they're not a candidate-based group. They're an issues-based group, and they do this regularly depending upon votes on specific bills. If that's the negative ad that he's referring to, it's ironic because he received a positive ad from the same group 2.5 months prior.
Utah House District 54 covers parts of both Summit County, which is heavy on Democrats, and Wasatch County, which has more Republicans. Each candidate said it will be a challenge representing such a diverse constituency, but they will let their principles guide them. Kohler said he will focus on areas of agreement.
You're never going to make everybody happy, and I recognize that right at the beginning. This new event is going to drive me more towards the center. I'll be more outspoken on my moderate positions, but I'm not going to compromise my positions. It's just which ones I'm going to emphasize. And I hope to gain more of the Wasatch County vote by focusing on these moderate positions without compromising my principles.
And Quinn says he will make sure he gets input from all voters before making a decision.
I think when an issue comes before the body, I go back and listen to all my constituents, hear both sides of a decision, and then base my vote on principle, Republican platform principles, and get input from both sides, and then make a judgment call on what's the best way to vote. But there's always two sides to every story. I won't deny that. So listen to everybody and then make a conscious effort to vote based on principles that I will speak to during this campaign, and hopefully that will resonate with people.
That's Republican Tim Quinn and Democrat Rudy Kohler, the candidates running for Utah House District 54. The incumbent, Republican Craig Powell, dropped out of the race Wednesday night. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.